Hey there, Birth Nerd. You're listening to the Birth Worker Podcast. My name is Kylie Banks, and I am totally obsessed with birth and equally obsessed with business. And this is the show where I help women turn their passion for birth into a sustainable, profitable, and most importantly, impactful career. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to another episode of the Birth Worker Podcast. This is episode 98. Holy shit, I just realized we're almost at 100 episodes. That is wild. And if you guys could see me right now, sitting up in my office with like a face mask on my face, I've just batch recorded 6 episodes today, and I am nowhere near stopping. I am preparing for a vacation that I'm going to take coming up here, and so I'm getting way ahead, which is actually something that we're going to be talking about today, which is time blocking and batching. I feel like we're on a roll with like diving into some of the same topics week after week, but that's good because they're very important and foundational topics. So today is Friday, so you guys know that that means I'm diving into 3 amazing questions from you, from my podcast listeners. And hey, if you're new here and you ever want to submit your own question, just go to birthworker.com/ask. You'll find that link in the show notes too. And that's where you can submit your question. I literally pull these questions from there every single week. And I would love to answer your question here on the podcast. Sometimes it's really hard to choose which questions I'm going to answer. But today we're going to talk about attending births, we're going to talk about one-on-one coaching sessions, and we're going to talk about creating courses, which is so cool. And I literally just realized this, but if you've been a listener here for a while, first of all, thank you for being here. But you know my 3-pronged approach to birth work. If you are brand new to this podcast, don't forget to hit subscribe. We do 2 amazing episodes every single week about birth and business. But let me tell you real quick what this 3-pronged approach is, because I swear I've just seen how fast it can lead to success for not only myself, but a lot of my students. So the first pillar of sustainable birth work essentially is attending births in person. That's like the foundation, of course, right? Like we all know how to do that. The second part of birth work, the second pillar essentially, prong is what I call it. These are the 3 prongs to sustainable birth work. The second prong is virtual support. So that includes anything you're still doing in real time, but without showing up in person. So one-on-one calls are a great example of virtual support. And then that third one is passive offers. So passive offers are the kind of offers where you could just sell in your sleep all of the time. They're completely passive, like an ebook or a pre-recorded course. You don't have to show up and do anything after you initially create it. It could just sell from your website, essentially. So how cool that the 3 questions that I picked for this episode have to do with birth support, one-on-one coaching, and courses. Oh my gosh, I just blew my own mind. So excited. So the first question here is, Kylie, if you have 2 clients whose labors overlap, how do you decide which birth to attend and then when to leave one and go to the next? Love this question, especially because I've never had this happen to me in my doula career. I have gone to 3 births in 1 week. That's like the most amount of births I've been to in 1 week. But I have always been able to go home and at least sleep in between all of them. So I've never had 2 clients in labor at the same time. Knock on wood. So I love this question, though. And really the reason I love this question is because there's no rule book. Like, there's no one right way to do this. If someone gives you like the perfect answer to this question and like tells you that there's one right way to go about the situation where 2 clients are in labor at the same time, they are wrong. It's not true. There's no one right way to do this. And so really what I want to tell you to do is to lean into the fact that intuitively you are going to know what to do in that moment. That is my thought. I also do not want you to be afraid to make a decision. And that sounds a little bit funny, especially if you're a new doula. But if you've been in birth work for a while, you know what I mean. Sometimes you're at a birth and you're like, eek, like I know I need to go. Like, I know I need to go home. I know I need to call my backup. I know I need to go to this other client's birth. I know I need to go eat or go to the bathroom or whatever it is. But I'm like a little nervous to speak up. I'm sure that's happened to everybody at some point in their doula career. And if it hasn't, it's bound to happen the more births you attend. But I want you to get over that, and I want you to really speak up and speak up fast. So if you are at a birth, if you are attending a labor for one of your clients and the other one, you know, calls you and says, my water just broke, contractions are 1 minute apart, and or they're 2 minutes apart and lasting a minute. So it's like 1 minute on, 1 minute off. And then the birth that you're attending, you know, you're still having conversations with the mom and you can just tell that, you know, contractions are 5 minutes apart. I wouldn't let that go on much longer. I would not let the anxiety of leaving one birth keep me at that labor that I probably shouldn't be at right now. And I would speak up and I would leave as fast as possible, right? That's what I would do. I don't want you to feel scared to make a decision and do what you need to do as the doula. Beyond that, intuitively, you're going to know what to do. You're going to know what to do. The last thing I'll say about this question is that I do want you to set expectations with your clients beforehand. And this is really something we should be doing with all of our clients no matter what. But especially if you kind of feel like, you know, two people or 41 and a half weeks and we're about to have two babies very close to each other coming up, have that conversation with them. And so let them know that, you know, you are going to do your best to be at the birth for each person. And sometimes that's going to mean you're going to have to leave one and come back, or you're going to have to, you know, wait till one baby's born and then run the heck out of there really quick. So just setting those expectations will help your client feel respected and heard and supported rather than just throwing that on them, like literally during their labor. I'm all for like upfront boundaries and expectations, especially knowing that I wasn't like that at first, and it can lead to really awkward situations that I would rather not go through. So I set those expectations as quickly as possible. The second question for today is from someone named Hannah. Hello, Hannah. Hannah says, what kind of one-on-one support can I offer besides pick my brain sessions? Love this question. What kind of one-on-one support can I offer besides pick my brain sessions? So really what we're talking about here is probably like some sort of like one-on-one virtual coaching, but beyond just a pick my brain session. That's what I'm getting at. So really there's two ways to do like one-on-one coaching sessions. And here I'm going to kind of like assume we're doing like 45 minutes to an hour sessions. But in reality, I also need you to know that you could put together like 12-week packages of one-on-one coaching. Like there's so many things that you could do, which actually the two things I'm going to talk about can fit into that too. So it'll make sense in a second. But there are two ways that you could do this. So you could either leave it entirely open-ended and let the clients lead, which in some ways can kind of feel similar to a pick my brain session. So that would be like there's no planned, you know, planned journey you're taking them on. There's no set schedule. There's no set questions or topics that you cover. Entirely let that client, you know, lead the call. And then the second way that you could do this is you could curate a very specific journey towards a very specific outcome. Now, there are pros and cons to each. I have to tell you that right now in my business, the one that I love most is leaving it entirely open-ended for my clients. And that is something that I learned even when I started doing birth coaching. And you might have heard this story before on the podcast. I know I've told it a million times, but I forget where I've told it. That's the problem with, you know, coaching a million students all of the time, is that you forget where you've told, you know, said, told stories. But when I started my birth coaching business, I started as a birth doula, and then I really got serious about my business and I started taking it online in addition to supporting births in person. And one of the first things I added to my business was these one-on-one coaching sessions. And I would call them birth coaching sessions, and they were 45 minutes long. I think they started at $75 back then, and I would call them birth coaching sessions, and all of the marketing around it was like, I'm going to help you set your goals. I'm going to help you overcome your fear. And I had curated this very specific journey for these 45-minute calls. And it's the only kind of one-on-one call that I offered for, you know, like my worldwide audience, essentially. And I even had like downloads that they would do. I would have a download that they would fill out before the call. I really had this very specific journey that I was going to walk them through to hit the desired outcome. And what happened time and time and time and time again is that people would book that call and they would come to me or email me or DM me and say, hey, Kylie, I booked your birth coaching call because it's the only call that I saw on your website, but I'm actually not pregnant yet. And I would actually really just rather like talk to you about how do I, you know, nail my mindset as I'm trying to conceive. Or, hey, Kylie, I just gave birth, so I don't really need a birth coaching call, but I booked it anyways because I would love to debrief my birth with you. And I swear it happened like four times in a row. I want to say it was like the four first coaching clients I got. This was so long ago that I forget at this point, but I feel like it was something like that. And that just told me right there, like, okay, Kylie, you're doing something wrong here. You're trying to put people into this box and you're limiting people in your messaging and marketing and things like that to this, you know, birth prep call, when in reality, like, people just want to lead the call. People just have questions for you. And then I just thought to myself, why am I not leaving it entirely open-ended for my clients? And so very quickly, you know, after those first four calls that I did, where they weren't, you know, even looking to follow this framework that I created, I switched and I did make it entirely open-ended. Now, if I were to go back and do this again, what I probably would do is have two different options. I would still definitely have this type of session where people could pick my brain or where it's entirely open-ended, especially with the work that I do now with, like, you know, more advanced business coaching and consulting and things like that. I need to let the people come to me, my clients come to me and ask the questions and really like the pick my brain sessions. That's what we do inside of our community membership. Every single week we do Q&A sessions with me, but there's no agenda. Like, you literally come ask me whatever you want to ask me. And I love that. I think it's amazing. Now, if I wanted to do the other type of session where I wanted to curate a very specific journey for people, what I would actually do is I would turn it into a more than one session type of offer. And I would turn it into maybe a 12-week coaching program or a 4-week coaching program. Actually, I love 12 weeks. I think 12 weeks is fantastic. I think you can get a lot done in 12 weeks, you know, way more so than just 1 month. So that's what I would do. I would turn it into a 12-week coaching program where I do lead them through a very specific journey towards a very specific outcome, but it also allows that space for that pick my brain type of energy to happen as well. And so a great example for this would be like a 12-week private one-on-one birth coaching package where maybe every month we focus on something different. So for maybe the first month, we're really focused on tuning into our intuition and setting the intention. So for each of those four calls, I have a very specific, you know, journey I'm going to take them through, but also there's time for that, you know, more one-to-one pop-up type of questions, you know, that type of time built in. And then maybe month two, we really dive into options. So what are all of the options? How, let's build their birth plan for them, things like that. Again, with time built in to stop and pivot and really build something custom. And then maybe the last 4 weeks, the last month is really geared towards overcoming fear and nailing like mindset and pain coping strategy or something like that. That's what I would do if I were to go back and do it again. And the reason that I would do that is because really from my own experience of putting together this like birth prep call and listening to my audience. So my audience told me that that's not what they were looking for. They just wanted to get some of my time and to get my advice. That being said, there is something really special about curating that very specific journey for people, but it takes a longer time And it definitely comes with that higher investment for sure. So if I were to create something like that, it'd be a 12-week, you know, 1 hour per week type of coaching program. I would take maximum of like 10 clients per month at a time. And we're talking like that would be in like the $2,000 range, probably at minimum, I am saying. That's what I would say if I were to do that again. But such a great question. I hope that gave you guys just some ideas of like how you could incorporate this in your business and what it could look like. But really, that virtual support, that one-on-one coaching in a virtual capacity can look so many different ways. All right, the last question for today is, Kylie, how do I get unstuck and just freaking create my dang course already? This is from someone named Amy, and this is such a funny question. How do I get unstuck and just create my dang course already? The first thing that I want to say is definitely not what you were expecting. But I have to say it, and that is that nobody can get you unstuck but yourself. That's it. Nothing I say can inspire you enough unless you can inspire yourself. And really what this sounds like is that this might be an issue of where you're almost getting in your own head here, and I totally understand that. I absolutely can understand that because creating a course from scratch can feel like a lot to do. Heck, it is a lot to do. Let's just say that. It is a lot to do, and it's almost like you're standing at the bottom of Mount Everest looking up with like no training, no plan, no backpack, no hiking shoes, and you're like, how the F am I supposed to hike to the top of Mount Everest? Like, nothing seems clear right now. I have no plan. And that's really what it's like if you're trying to create a course without a plan. And so that's really the only thing that I can say here is that let's just get you set up with like a really smart plan. Before I even go into like what that might even look like, I just want to say that you do not have to do this alone and you do not have to do this from scratch. That's exactly why we created our Childbirth Educator Training Program. Not only does it give you a really comprehensive education in physiological birth, but it literally gives you our curriculum. So when I started, I'll just tell you my quick story real quick. When I started creating the online portion of my business, I created a birth course called Autonomous Birth Academy. And it was so comprehensive and so amazing. We had such great results for all of our hundreds of students that when I pivoted to teach doulas, I knew that I couldn't let go of that curriculum because it was just so dang good. Nothing like that existed in the birth world. Because it combined so many amazing pillars that weren't out there, like autonomy and mindset and fear and pain coping and, of course, options and interventions and all those things too. But, I mean, more importantly, the autonomy, the pain, the fear, the mindset, things like that. And so what I actually did is I turned it into a curriculum that I now give to the people who go through our Childbirth Educator Training Program so you can use it inside your own courses and with your own students. So what we've done is we've essentially what they call white labeling. We've white labeled it, meaning I took all of my branding off of it. I've spruced it up. I've changed some things. I've made it better, of course. And I've made it to where you can put your own branding on it and literally just take it and run with it. So when you join our CBE training program, not only again do you get the comprehensive education in physiological birth. Not only do you get our entire curriculum, but you're also getting a ton of business lessons, business strategy lessons to help you create your course, price your course, name your course, record it, sell it, all of that stuff. So very, very comprehensive program. Literally nothing like it exists, which I'm so like hyped up about. I absolutely love our program. So number one here is you do not have to do it alone. So if you're looking at this whole process and saying, I don't even want to create my own curriculum. I don't know where to start, or I would love to, but I just have no time. And by the way, this curriculum that I created took me like 800 hours. So it's not like a quick process. So if you don't have time, I don't blame you. But if you don't want to do it alone, just know that you don't have to. So definitely check out our Childbirth Educator Training Program. It's birthworker.com/CBE. And I'll make sure that that's in the show notes because I really definitely want you to check that out if you're thinking of creating a birth course in the next year or so. But beyond that, what I want to say is that regardless of what you decide to do, you really should start time blocking your week, and you should hold yourself accountable. So stop looking for that accountability outside of yourself and do what you need to do to hold yourself accountable. So when we're talking about time blocking your week, really what I want you to do is I want you to sit down once per week and put in big chunks of time where you're going to be focusing on different types of tasks. So if you're a busy woman who's already attending births in person, you're having to do prenatals, you're having to do consultations, you're having to create content for social media and write your blog, you have all of these things to do. If you're not putting creating this course into your schedule and blocking that time in your schedule, it ain't gonna happen, Amy. It is not gonna happen. So really, you can start narrowing down everything in your business. So let's say that you do at least a couple prenatals every week. Okay, instead of letting your clients choose whatever day they want, you now do prenatals on Monday nights, and that is it. This is how we start time blocking. Instead of doing consultations literally 12 hours every single day, whenever someone wants to book a consultation, they could book it whenever. You are now going to do it between 9 and 10 a.m. on Mondays and Wednesdays, and that's it. And that's blocked in your schedule. Instead of creating social media content every single day, whenever you get an idea, you spend 20 minutes in Canva and 20 minutes, you know, writing the post and posting it, and then 20 minutes scrolling Instagram. Nope, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to spend 3 hours, one day per week. We're going to batch all of our content for that week, and we're going to be done. And that includes social media posts and an email and any other content you put out. So that's how we start blocking our time. And then you're going to start to notice, oh, wow, I actually do have quite a bit of extra time, hopefully. And inside that time that you have that's extra, you're going to block out time to create this course. Now, again, even if you have this time, it still feels like you're standing at the bottom of Mount Everest. Like, what do I even do? Like, where do I even start? And so if you're using our curriculum or you're doing it from scratch, you should probably go through all of these things also. And that's kind of the magic with the curriculum that we give you inside of our CBE training, is that it's not like a program that makes you follow the curriculum. So I'm not going to make you do literally anything. You could take our curriculum and go record your course like the same week, and you could just read all of the scripts. We have scripts, video scripts. You could read them word for word. You can use our Canva slide decks, like our slide templates, presentation slides, word for word. You can literally just use them, put your brand colors on them, but you don't have to. So even if you get our CBE training program, you could spend some time combing through it, adding your own personality, adding your own touch. And for instance, with this, we have clients and students who come in and want to teach a faith-based course. Our curriculum is not faith-based. So what they do is they take our entire curriculum and they just sprinkle their faith throughout the whole thing. It doesn't take them very long. Maybe it just takes them a couple of weeks to update everything. Boom, now they can go record their course and they're completely done just like that. So it is amazing, completely customizable. But what I want you to do is I want you to break it down into smaller steps. So instead of standing at the bottom of Mount Everest looking up with like no plan, first what I want you to do is I want you to open a Google Doc and figure out all of the names for your different modules. So put all of the like major lessons into big chunks, which is probably going to be a couple different modules, just depending on the size of course that you're creating. Then I want you to name out all of your different lessons. This is on the next day, the second day. So at this point, you're going to have names for all of the modules, names for all of the lessons. And let's just say you have 5 modules and each has 5 lessons. So you have 25 lessons. Awesome. Now you're going to go and you're going to outline all of the lessons inside those modules. So you're going to do bullet points outlines for 25 different lessons. And you're going to work through that whole thing. We're not recording anything yet. Like, this is still just prep. You're going to outline all of them, all 25 lessons. And then when all of the lessons are outlined, you might decide you want to script them. So you might want to create word-for-word scripts. Again, that's what we give you if you join our CBE training program, is you get the word-for-word scripts. I love reading from scripts. I can do it and not sound like a robot, but it took a lot of practice to get that way. Now, even when I'm doing these podcast episodes, I'm reading bullet points essentially. So I'll put a couple bullet points, I'll see what I want to say, and then I'll rant about it. So figure out what you want to do. Do you want to outline them? Do you want to script it? Regardless, you should have some sort of bullet-pointed outline for sure. And then after you have all of the modules and lessons named, you have all of the lessons outlined, now you're going to start recording them module by module, essentially. And you could even break that down to where you're doing one module per day. So maybe you're taking an entire week, 2 hours per day, and you're filming one module per day. Boom, you're done. Course is created. Of course, at some point, you're probably going to want to go and create a bunch of PDFs. Again, that's something that we offer inside of our CBE training program curriculum, is every lesson that you get. There's 10 modules and over 43 lessons. All sorts of different topics from pregnancy, birth, postpartum, breastfeeding, mindset, pain, fear, autonomy, options, like all of that stuff. But with each of the lessons, we also give you a PDF, like a handout for your clients. And so really when I say a course, my course, that curriculum took me 800 hours to create. It's not 800 hours of recording. It's 800 hours of naming and scripting and recording and, of course, editing and creating the flow and creating the PDFs and creating the slides, the – what are they called? The presentation slides and all of those things. So there's a lot of pieces. But I think the main chunk here is naming the modules, outlining all the modules and lessons, and then recording them. And then I feel like once you've gotten that far, then you're well on your way to then go create all of the resources for your program. Of course, I don't want you to have to do all of this from scratch because I know just how long it can take. Again, it took me 800 hours. It took me 6 months of full-time work, and I don't want you to have to invest that much time. But regardless of what you decide, I do need you to just break it down into smaller steps. That's the only way that you're going to get through this and not completely like hate the course that you've just created, because hopefully it does not get to a point where it just takes you years to create because it's just a cluttered mess and you're so stressed out and by the end you just hate it and you don't even want to sell it. That is like not the goal here. But I'm super excited, Amy, super excited to hear how your course goes. I would love to see you inside of our coaching community. So if you're listening to this episode and you love hearing all of the answers to all of the questions that people ask, this is exactly what we do inside of our coaching community. So we have a community membership called the Birthworker Community Membership. And for just $75 per month, you get invited to 2 live coaching sessions on Zoom every single week. One is very birth and doula focused, where we talk about supporting births. We do birth debriefs, things like that. And the other one is very business specific. And they are always on, the calls are always on Thursdays at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern. So we vary the times because we have people that join us from New Zealand and Australia and Europe and South Africa and all over the world. So we definitely want to, you know, have the different time zones accounted for there. But not only do you get access to those 2 live coaching calls every single week where you can pick my brain and pick your other coaches' brains, but you also get access to 2 monthly workshops. So we do advanced workshops every month. You get access to 2 of them completely for free. And of course, one of the coolest parts is 24/7 support inside our exclusive private community inside Slack. There's over 150 visionary birth workers there, just like you, doing the dang thing, making your dreams come true. And so if you love these episodes on Friday where I'm answering questions, just think how faster you could hit your goals if you could ask me your questions live on Zoom every single week, week after week, and again, just for $75 per month. Now, I do want to mention that if you join any of our core programs, so that's Birthworker Academy, the Doulapreneur Method, which is our business course, or our CBE training program, which I talked about today, you actually get 1 year inside of our coaching community completely for free. So you're saving $900, baby, which is so exciting. So really what I wanted to create is programs that not only help doulas, give them everything they need to succeed, but programs where I can actually walk with you side by side, coaching you every single step of the way. So again, join one of our programs if you want, or just join our community. And what I want you to do is come to those calls every single week, ask your questions, get unstuck. Like Amy, we wanted to help her get unstuck and just create her dang course already. And that's really the magic that's possible inside of our community, the Birthworker Community Membership, and of course, inside of our programs. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. Super excited to meet you, to coach you live inside of our programs, and of course, to continue to coach you here on the podcast also. Now, I will see you back here next week. Next week, I'll be interviewing actually one of our students. Her name is Shoshana, and we're going to be talking about birth room dynamics, like birth team dynamics, like what do you do with the mother-in-laws and the midwives and the doulas, and how does everyone work together? Super fun, super fun episode next week. And then also next week, we have our 100th episode, which is so crazy. Thank you so much again for being here. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and I will see you guys back here next week.